The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the freeradio.com app.
Well, let's get things going. Good news or bad news? Kick things off. What would you like first?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Yeah, so a teen girl made up a story about getting abducted to avoid going to school. She reported an attempted abduction on Friday morning in Ohio and then said, oh, wait, sorry, I just made that up. The teen claimed that she was abducted while waiting at a bus stop. She said she was able to escape and provide deputies with a description of the suspect. Police from multiple departments, of course, dispatched to look for this person. Sheriff said detectives later interviewed the high school student with her mom present, and she retracted the story, saying, I made it all up because I didn't want to go to school today. Potential charges will be reviewed by the prosecutor's office.
So you can't just pretend to be sick like the rest of us?
Just skip school like the rest of us.
Yeah, or just go to the bus stop and then leave the bus stop on your own accord and don't go to school.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Skip you will school
and
be straight
if
up.
If you happen to get caught after the fact, then bust out the abduction story.
No.
I was abducted for eight hours.
No. Leave that
They fed me lunch. It was fine.
Just say you got lost. That's a much better excuse. You'll get in way less trouble. Can you imagine being the parent of a kid? You think your child was abducted. You're talking to the police, and then you
frantic.
Yes.
Freaking out.
And then you find out, no, I just skipped school.
Stick to your story, kid.
I would see red.
Whoop that ass.
I would see red.
Well, no, like stick to your story.
Yeah.
Wait, now you're buckling when I'm here? Great. Never believing you again.
Did you guys ever do anything like that where you brought, you know, obviously not pretending to be
like a normal,
abducted,
bad
but
kid.
Did you do anything where you signed your parents' signatures on forms that, yeah?
Yeah, I would call in and stuff, but like that's fine.
You would call in?
Yeah.
Call in pretending to be your dad?
Sure.
Mr. Mahoney?
Mr. Mahoney.
Would you drop your voice like this?
Hello, it's
Mr. Mahoney.
My son
Jason's not going to be at school today. Because he's too handsome.
that sounds like a legitimate reason.
They're like, yeah.
He's a good-looking young man.
See you in 20 minutes, Jay.
Chiseled jaw.
Yeah, back then.
Probably could use some muscle tone, though. Yeah.
Some good news today as well, and this is actually very sweet. I hate the first part of this story, along with pineapple on their pizza.
So good. Normal. That's normal thing. Normalize it.
Carlos and his wife always requested that when they ordered Papa John's, they would get the same delivery guy. His name is Derlin Newey. The couple fell in love with the senior citizen's positive attitude and his cheerful catchphrase, hello, are you looking for some pizza? That's what he would do every day. Knock on the door, they'd open it, and they'd be like, hello, are you looking for some pizza? They started filming him and his dapper deliveries, and they were posting them on their TikTok page. Soon enough, he became something like a bit of a senior sensation, is what they're calling him. With 53,000 followers, they reached out to their fans to give Derlin a gift. And collectively, the community came together and raised $12,000 for this guy.
I love that.
So he's a former ski champion who is working as many as 30 hours a week to supplement his Social Security.
I don't love that.
Was overcome with emotion by the generosity of so many strangers. How do I ever say thank you? I don't know what to say, said Newey.
Ian, you worked in the pizza delivery world for many years. Did you ever have anybody, is this an abnormal request to request a specific driver?
No, it is not. It's abnormal to have someone that old, though. The oldest delivery driver I've ever worked with was 74, and he got lost a lot.
74?
So I don't know if it's that productive to have that kind of staff, either way, good for Derlin.
I love the generosity. I love the generosity of this community, but I hate that there's an 85-year-old guy who can't live off of Social Security. That breaks my heart.
It's so sad. Ian said, I don't know if it's necessarily productive to hire old people because
from an economic standpoint, no, I don't think so.
Did your guy have at least a cool catchphrase? Hello, are you looking for some pizza?
No, he's like, here. That was just
hello,
here.
Is this the right house?
Hello, I'm lost.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So this is a strange headline, but the COVID vaccine is going to kill a bunch of sharks.
Oh, no.
A possible COVID-19 vaccine relies on shark livers. And the shark people are mad because it could decimate the shark population.
Shut up, shark people. Go pet a shark out in the wild.
Screw you, sharks.
See what happens.
Have this coming.
They're going to eat you.
It's a British pharmaceutical company called GlaxoSmithKline. They currently manufacture a flu vaccine, which also includes this secretion from a shark's liver. It's a natural oil produced in their liver, and they plan on producing 1 billion doses of the vaccine. So they're saying that it could kill off 500,000 sharks. on the upside, it could create a lot of jobs.
So that's good news.
Yeah.
I've been getting a lot of Instagram ads lately for, do you remember the 1990s cartoon Street Sharks? Anybody?
No.
You're getting Instagram ads for Street Sharks? Shut up.
Why? To buy the lithograph, whatever the they paint the little pictures on to do the animation.
Like memorabilia?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you look up one time?
I wasn't looking up Street Sharks at all.
You looked up something from the 90s cartoon section.
Wait, how much are they selling a cell for?
Like $5.
Really?
Yeah.
Ian's interested. I'm
okay. So this is also an interesting thing. Did you know that orcas prey on shark livers?
Yeah, man.
Specifically?
It's foie gras.
They almost surgically remove them.
Wow.
And then eat them. Yeah. The shark livers weigh as much as 180 pounds.
Yeah. It's
my gosh.
Yeah.
You overstuff a shark and then, it's just beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But unfortunately, the sharks aren't fed like high grain, like grain or whatever. It's mostly just tires and plastic at this point.
Yum.
So shark livers are gold.
You will never eat foie gras again if you watch how it's made. It's pretty. It's pretty horrible.
I don't think you'll eat most things if you watch how it's made.
I don't wanna.
Yeah.
Don't want to see it.
So the NFL made history. Two female coaches and a female official made NFL history by being the first on the field at the same time.
Woohoo.
Callie Brownson is the Browns chief of staff. Jennifer King is Washington's full year coaching intern. And Sarah Thomas, NFL official, Washington football team, which still makes me so mad every time
I see Washington football team.
I hate it so much.
They said that
couldn't they get anything better?
They said that they may just continue on with that.
No way. Why? Because we've already invested not even a half a season. We're 3 weeks in.
Do you think that they are just trying to hope that everything blows over them, like they can go back to the old name?
No. I mean, make a decision, guys. It's not that hard. Just pick an animal. Like, pick a cool animal.
Like Washington Crooks or Swamp Monsters.
See? It'd be perfect.
Yeah. Name it after the Obamas or the Trumps or whatever, man.
The Sasquatches. Like, whatever. Just anything except for football team.
I wouldn't vote for Sasquatch.
You'd have to vote for them. They're a football team. You wouldn't root for the Sasquatches?
I would not.
If they had a giant Harry and the Hendersons looking dude that just... ran up and down the sideline.
Probably owes hundreds of millions of dollars to somebody. I don't trust that guy.
Fair enough. So the pandemic is freeing formerly office-bound workers to experiment with new routines. This is not a huge surprise. Many workers are leaving home and their home bases, opting instead for international Airbnbs and hostels. Many find they can still get their work done as long as there is dependable Wi-Fi.
Who has
the money or the ability to travel overseas right now? Didn't they turn off our passports?
Yeah.
Europe doesn't want us right now.
Everybody from America, except they banned us all instead. Who has the money to go over? Can we just get deals overseas right now? Is that what's going on?
Flight costs in general are pretty low right now, right? So when you think that plus Airbnbs aren't like an arm and a leg.
I mean, were you independently wealthy to begin with? Because the idea of just... And also had no responsibility in the United States. You're like, I'm just going to go live in a hostel in Belgium for 7 months.
Yeah, I feel like it has to be Belgium. Like your lease was up. You didn't have a home kind of thing. Like
you're already living in your camper van. Perfect. Yeah.
I've looked into small towns in America with amazing internet speeds.
But you actually researched small towns with great Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
What did you find?
Not much. But I was thinking if I wanted to take a week or two off or a month off or something like that and work
set up
remotely.
A studio and
you would go to a small town first? That's what you think? Remote, I guess, going out into the wilderness and woods, but what would you
I can't afford a beautiful
I get a lake house or something, know?
Cabin.
Again, lots of money, people. I'm thinking can I just get cheap rent for a couple months?
You know you'd still have to have your house here, right?
Maybe my wife will take care of that.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, I'm from Oklahoma. You guys are good. And I have one question. Are you married?
Message deleted.
I don't believe that he's from Oklahoma.
Well, where do you think he's from? That sounds exactly like a guy from Oklahoma. What are you talking about?
I got all sorts of friends who live in Oklahoma.
Hang on a second here.
That's Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm from Oklahoma.
That sounds like a Wisconsin person making fun of an Oklahoman.
Yeah, it sounds like a 14-year-old kid.
Who makes fun of Oklahomans?
Right? No, are they called Oklahomans?
I don't know.
I just made it up.
It's Oklahomies.
Oklahomians.
I don't know. Everything in Oklahoma is named after Roy Rogers. That's all I remember driving through there. And then they have tolls on certain highways. And I hate states that have tolls on highways.
I don't like the surprise tolls. And then now I have to go to your dumb website to pay the toll because who carries cash in their car to begin with?
No, some of them don't even take cash anymore.
So the last real one that made me super mad was in Chicago.
Every time in Chicago.
It was one of those surprise tolls where you're going to get on the interstate and then all of a sudden it's there. And I'm just like, I don't have any change in my card. You didn't say anything about there being a toll. And so I'm sitting here debating after I pulled over on the side of the shoulder if I should. I'm just going for it.
But Ian, correct me if I'm wrong. There's two different ways you can go in Chicago. One that hits a toll and one that doesn't.
There are some avenues that you can take to avoid the tolls, but it never works out for you, especially with the traffic in Chicago.
Yeah,
you're stuck paying it no matter what.
When we lived in Houston, there were lots of tolls down there. I think my monthly toll bill was somewhere in the $200 range.
Oh my gosh, it was a lot.
It was a lot.
That's insane.
And it makes you really mad when you find out that it's like Saudi Arabia that owns the toll roads.
Yeah. No. What?
It's not actually going to fix stuff that we're driving on.
No, it's just a profit machine for the royal family in the Middle East.
The dude who kills journalists over it. Yeah, it's super awesome. Are we going to answer that guy's question, though?
Yes, we all are married, minus Ian.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just checking. Did that thing happen over the weekend for anybody?
Okay.
I think I'm still married. I don't know. She packed up a suitcase and the kids and left something like, I hate you.
On vacation.
It's fine. I was watching football. I wasn't really paying attention.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I know people tend to say this stuff all the time, but would the world, like the whole world, actually be a better place if we still had people like Robin Williams and George Carlin still around? Let's be real about it.
Message deleted.
I think the world would be a much better place if Robin Williams was still here. I love George Carlin, one of my favorite comedians ever. Would it be a better place? No, it would be a funnier place, but would it be a better place? No.
Probably.
But Robin Williams, all day.
Yeah, Robin Williams just made everyone happy.
Yeah. Just that guy was, there was no, that one, that that's.
Chris
that's
Farley and Robin Williams are the two that.
I like Chris Farley.
He ain't no Robin Williams.
Nobody is Robin Williams.
Right. No one is. Right. No.
Yeah. But as far as comedians that you like truly felt, at least for me, like had a connection with, because I watched so much of their stuff, and you really felt like they'd be great guys if you ever got a chance to meet them. Those two.
Yeah. That one hurt the most.
Yeah. Robin Williams.
Yep.
It sucks to know that he was sad.
Yep.
Because he's such a funny
guy. Made everybody smile.
Made everybody else happy.
Yep.
Mm. Please leave a message after the tone.
I'd have to say my favorite holiday is Halloween, of course. Put a bunch of hot drunk girls in mini skirts and give them like a little headband with some ears on it. Bam, you got yourself a costume and everybody's having a good time.
Message deleted.
So, you're in college.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very college-esque thing to say, right? Halloween for me has always been my least favorite holiday because I personally hate dressing up.
You never dress up.
I hate dressing up.
I mean, now you do.
It's just uncomfortable.
You got kids, right?
But now that I have kids, Halloween has skyrocketed up the list, and I would say between that and Christmas, the best.
Is it because you're wearing a hot short miniskirt? Is that what?
Yeah, and I got those ears on, and I'm like, look at that dime piece. No, it's because my kids are so into it. Like they love Halloween, like the decorations, the anticipation of trick or treating.
They just love the candy.
Well, yeah, but
of course, but now it's part of the dressing up too.
But my middle child, she's going to be 2-3 days before Halloween, so there's like a little birthday party in there as well.
Oh, yeah. That's super fun, and they don't have to go through the wearing the jacket like we did back home whenever we were all growing up
in
very cold areas.
Growing up in Minnesota, you wear a coat, and I know that some of our listeners certainly still do that, and that's okay, but
I'm trying to put a positive spin on it.
There's no positivity here.
Even if you lived in a cold-ass area, which I did, You don't wear a coat. You just ran. You weren't moving fast enough. You weren't
just ran.
That was the last time Mahoney ever ran.
Is that the last time you ran? Is that what happened?
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Does this seem a little excessive to you guys? Because it does to me. But Amazon is rolling out a security drone.
Huh.
The Amazon-owned home security business introduced a flying camera on Thursday that could get some people, I guess, that are home surveillance fans amped up. It's a $250 drone, small and light with a high-definition camera, and can be automatically flown on preset paths to specific spots in your home, streaming video to your smartphone of what it sees along the way. In an effort to assure some privacy fears in advance, Ring said the drone is meant to be noisy while in flight, making it obvious when it's in use, and that it can't be manually controlled.
I like how they make a bug a feature, right?
Yeah.
It's noisy to alert you because we made it that way. Sure.
This seems like
overkill to me.
It's kind of cool, I guess, if you have somebody come outside of your front door and you could just fly a drone over their head. But it also seems totally unnecessary.
If it was outdoor, I would feel like that would be a better use than an indoor security drone, right?
Well, of course. It is an outside security drone, right? That's what I thought it was.
No, they say indoor.
It said specific spots in your home.
Oh, that's so stupid. No. It's ridiculous. I was thinking outside, like James Bond style, like security settings.
I mean,
so I'm
says,
securing my home next to my moat.
Did you hear something outside? Then you just push the drone. You're like, see, there's only like 800 people out there with machetes. You know, nothing to worry about. Fine.
My cats would attack this drone the minute I started using it.
Now that would be fun.
Yes.
If you made a drone versus cat.
Ooh, that's a good Instagram account.
It'd be great.
Yeah. All right.
This actually just sounds like the people from the kiosks in the mall, you know what I'm talking about? Those those people who fly around the drones?
Yeah.
They just sold that because malls have been closed for a while. They're like, hey, we got a lot of drones.
Do you think Bezos was just walking through an outlet mall and he's like, ah, fine, I'll take them all.
there was a guy in there like, hey, Bezos, let me shine those shoes. let me clean those kicks.
He's like, these new shoes. What are you talking about? No, they're still dirty, man. Come on over here.
Your hands are filthy as well. Come wash them over here next to my lotion.
Steam that shirt.
I was in a mall. I had brand new shoes on, and one of those guys still tried to call me over. I'm like, these are first time wearing them. Settle down.
Jeff Bezos comes out with a perfectly ironed shirt, shining kicks, and hair extensions.
And one of those little ball things that you throw on the ground. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And a cool customized license plate that he can hang on the wall of his bedroom.
And a belt.
And a belt.
Why so many belts?
Is that made out of beer? Oh, that's made out of beer tops. That's cool. I like that.
Said no one ever.
Right?
Said no one ever.
Speaking of booze, Taco Bell's Jalapeno Noir sold out in a single day. So the project only landed on this winemaker's desk 3 months ago, but he quickly got to work choosing his winery's 2018 single vineyard for the Pinot. He described the wine as a very earthy style of Pinot, more of an old world style. He made 33 cases for the launch, priced at $19, sold out 11 minutes after going live. I mean, look, I like Taco Bell as much as the next guy, but what's with the obsession with Taco Bell as like a lifestyle brand? Because remember when they opened the Taco Bell house?
Yes.
What was that at? Was that at Coachella or one of those festivals? It was
probably
around that time, something. But it sold out instantly. The wine selling out in 11 minutes.
They have a Taco Bell wedding thing on the Las Vegas Strip.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
No, we had it over the weekend and I ate seriously 3 bites of it and couldn't finish it.
Oh, you had Taco Bell.
It's not very good. If I had the Taco Bell wine, though, I don't think I would be describing it with earthy flavors.
It's an old world style.
Yeah, shut up.
See what you should have done.
Shut up.
Should have did what I did. Mm. I Grubhubbed Jack in a Box, got tacos sent to my house.
That's smart. Yeah, no.
That is not smart. Were they any good?
They were great.
Really?
It was perfect.
Wow.
It was perfect. And then I even got them to put the sour cream in there, and they had them wrapped in a napkin so they wouldn't get hot and melt.
Do they know you at Grubhub and
I don't know, but
Del Taco at this point?
It sounds
it's Jack in a Box, man.
Oh, Jack in a Box, sorry.
We're talking about the best fast food deal in America, the two tacos for $1, my
friend.
Okay,
but you didn't pay tacos for $1.
Okay,
you paid $20.
$48 for
$48.
Dave Farah and the fake morning shoes. Wait, fake morning. Dave Farah and the fake news morning show.
You know you're putting fake news out there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news. Fake news.
I'm a liar. Yeah, I'm a liar.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents
Fake News Pharaoh.
You guys know that I would never lie to you, right?
Unless you're being paid by a foreign government to spread propaganda all across the good old U.S. of A, Dave.
Well, I'm not being paid by a foreign government. However, I am available to be on the take. So if any foreign government would like to slide me some cash in order to spread some fake news, willing, unfortunately, unpaid as of today. But I have three stories. Only one of them is fake. Good luck to both of you. You're trying to figure it out. If you are listening along today and you'd like to play along, feel free to shoot your opinion over. You can text us at 833-YO-DUMMY. Story number one. A couple of tourists from Canada made a very surprising discovery while scuba diving in a small bay located on the shores of Georgia. Jason Sutter and Christina Murray were admiring the marine life of the area when they stumbled across a Mark 15 thermonuclear bomb that had been lost by the Air Force more than 50 years ago. While admiring the plants and the fishes near the seafloor, they noticed a large item that was partially covered by sand. They investigated and found that it was actually a sort of bomb or missile. And so they contacted the authorities. Started by calling 911. The 911 operator thankfully realized the seriousness of the situation and got the Coast Guard and the military involved. They had to deploy a whole bunch of people to the area, and they realized that this was, in fact, the bomb that they had been looking for nearly 50 years that got misplaced back in 1955. So a team of Navy SEALs went out, and they were able to defuse the bomb and thankfully were able to remove the entire thing. Whole process took about 48 hours to get done.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mahoney?
I don't know if I believe this or not.
You did have a skeptical look.
How
upon
do
your
you
face.
Lose a nuclear weapon? I mean, is this a Christian Slater and John Travolta movie? Is this a Broken Arrow? That's what they call when you lose a nuke.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
I'm very proud that I know that.
Sick reference to it.
That's right. When that movie came out, of a movie.
That had to have been 25 years ago or something.
It was in the 90s.
Jeez. So a Charleston restaurant is accused of charging $18 for $2 frozen pizzas. Coquin, a 5-month-old wine bar, is accused of misleading customers by selling frozen pizzas as gourmet Roman-style thin crust pizza with house-made marinara sauce and whole milk mozzarella. The chef owner, his name is Chip Grimaldi, is selling mass market pizzas marked up 700%.
Whatever, man. You're in a bar. It's like, I know this beer doesn't cost $7.50.
Right. And I actually know a bar that's doing this, so I believe that this is true.
Really?
100%. I'm not even mad at this.
Yep.
I guess somebody saw a whole bunch of the Kirkland signature cheese pizza with breadcrumb crust boxes out back.
Good pizzas. Kirkland's got a great product. Costco does it again, baby.
When asked about it, he said, I don't know what you're talking about. It's definitely not Costco. That's all I have to say. And then they said, well, what about all of the empty Costco pizza boxes behind your restaurant? He said, oh, there's a lot of Airbnbs in the neighborhood.
Okay, so but what do people think whenever you're going out and getting like frozen food in order to cook it? It's not like a lot of these bars, restaurant bars, are like handcrafting chicken
making
tenders.
Making it from scratch, right. Or your mozzarella sticks are hand-breaded.
Yeah, is it better or worse if it's from Costco or Sysco?
Like, yeah.
it's either way, there's frozen pizzas showing up somehow this place, unless they're making it from scratch. It is a little misleading if he's saying with house-made marinara sauce.
Well, maybe they do make mozzarella. Their own. Maybe they do make their own marinara.
That's possible.
For dipping.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's possible. Sure.
Which is probably just Louisa's.
So you guys
is fake,
not only
I'm
think
on their
this
side.
Is real, but you also are totally down with
absolutely.
Eating this.
Condoning this.
It's $2
I'm
pieces.
Not mad at this.
I mean, where else do you get whenever you're trying to get frozen food? Where else do you think you get it whenever you're a restaurant owner? Like, you know.
Okay. So for keeping track here, you guys are skeptical of the lost nuke. Totally down with the overpriced pizza.
For sure.
Story number three. A man called the police to report that his former girlfriend had left their hamster, quote, looking like a fat little pig by overfeeding it. He called the police and explained to the operator that it was his pet, but his ex-girlfriend wouldn't give him back and she was overfeeding him.
Well,
the call was
nice.
One of several examples used by police in an attempt to persuade the public to stop bombarding them with unnecessary calls. What are you talking about? That's totally necessary.
She's slowly killing that hamster. That should be a federal crime.
She's loving him.
I need him back right now. He only has a couple of years left in him because they only live so long, and I love him. Aww. The man was politely informed that this was not a police matter.
I feel like this is a police matter.
Of course,
and
it's a police matter.
You know, I feel like this is something that we should bring to national attention. A hungry little hamster getting overfed? Not right.
Here we go,
though,
guys.
I would like a gang called Hungry Hungry Hamsters.
No, I feel like that would be
the cutest little ones where they just eat little burritos.
Yeah,
no, they would just eat toilet paper.
Is that what hamsters eat?
They put like tissue in
there. All right, you're stalling. Which one's fake?
The first one, I'm going to agree with Mahoney. It's definitely the nuke. Somebody's hiding out nukes. And I think that somebody loves our hamster so much they're calling the cops.
100%. And the pizzas are being sold for $18.
And if they're not, they should be.
Yep. All right.
nothing's gonna ever keep you down.
Don't you crap on my Hungry Hungry Hamsters game.
No, it's brilliant. It's great.
Dave and Mahoney. Every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
Man, I'm sure you guys heard about this, but Joe Montana, the weekend that he had, I can't imagine being...
Saw that he went to Nobu.
No. You didn't hear the story yet?
No, I did, but he did go to Nobu afterwards.
Whoa. Afterwards?
Well, like yesterday.
It's Nobu, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you get the invite to Nobu, you do not turn it down.
I don't have that kind of money.
So,
yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
He was at his house in Malibu with his wife, and so their grandma and grandpa, and somebody walked into their house in the middle of the day and pulled their grandchild out of the playpen and was holding the baby in her arms. So Joe and his wife, Jennifer, confronted the woman, attempting to de-escalate the situation because, again, holding the grandbaby.
Yeah, insane.
Asking the lady to please give the child back. Eventually, the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department said that a scuffle ensued and Jennifer was able to pry the baby from the woman's arms. The woman took off, was picked up by cops soon after. Thankfully, the cops were actually on the same block for something else totally unrelated, and they were able to flag them down and tell them what was going on. So they, you know, went all over the place looking for her, ended up tracking this woman down. The woman just made her way into their home through an unlocked door. No idea if she was just a crazy person or what was going on here.
But I don't think we have to assume much that this is a crazy person, yes.
Yeah, it's but bizarre. Still terrifying nonetheless.
I kind of want to imagine Joe Montana just like having a football like holster on the side.
What?
And he just like pulls it up. Throws it, hits the lady in the face, and then out of nowhere, Jerry Rice comes there, catches the granddaughter, and then everybody cheers.
Yeah, that'd have been awesome. Yeah, that's what I'm envisioning anyways.
It wasn't quite that smooth, but I mean, I can't imagine a much more scary situation.
It's
than
insane.
Being at your house and just having a relaxing day on the weekend, and all of a sudden, there's some stranger in your house holding your baby.
Yeah. Glad the baby is
that's
safe.
Nightmare fuel.
So, Drew Barrymore and Tom Green, and this is one of the strangest things ever. They used to be married, right? Yeah. And this is at the kind of like peak of Drew Barrymore's career. And Tom Green was still a star-ish at the time.
Still peak. Yeah. You know, he had a number one song on TRL.
They married in 2001, split up just a year later. It's been 20 years, basically, since their short-lived marriage. But now Drew has this talk show, so she decided that she was going to bring Tom Green back to have a reunion together. And it actually ended up being really sweet.
You've had a whole life, and I've had a whole life, and it's just really nice to come together and check in and talk about it. It thrills me to no end. And I think the world of you, and I celebrate you, and I always have, and I always will.
And Tom Green is somebody that has done a lot of stuff with us over the years on this radio show. He is genuinely like one of the sweetest dudes.
He's Canadian.
In all of Hollywood. Yeah, he's Canadian. He's like the most Canadian guy that didn't actually get jaded and ruined by Hollywood.
Yeah, he's pretty
really
awesome.
Nice guy.
And it broke my heart. I watched the whole segment.
Did you really?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
Because I saw the clip and then I saw another clip and I'm like, oh, I gotta watch this whole thing.
Uh huh.
And you could tell, man, like it broke my heart.
You could hear her voice starting to crack.
It was. You could tell that he
is he still in love with her?
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, you could still tell that. Like, well, I don't know if he loves, but still,
but they
love
each other because they have kids together, right?
No, nothing. She has kids. She has kids on her own, but you could tell that there were still like strong feelings there. But I like to see that. Hey, even though they got divorced and it was one of the weirdest Hollywood marriages.
Is that around the time that he was having his testicle removed?
It was before that.
That was before.
Or
that.
This was after that had happened.
Okay.
Already, right. But.
The testicle came out post-Drew.
Pre-Drew.
Pre-Drew. So she, only knew him as one Cyclops, testicle. Yes.
But the fact that they were exes and they get along so well after the fact, I'm like that.
It's nice.
The cordialness that it was there, and the fact that they can both compliment each other and say nice things, it was really sweet. There was she told a story about how she only had two good nights of sleep ever before her kids, and one of the nights was because she felt so safe with Tom, and I was just like, it just melted my heart. Just
melted
my heart.
I have gotten chills at least 100 times through this entire story.
Really?
Yes. I mean,
I love it, man.
I love it for them. I mean, yeah. I could never feel that way about an ex of mine. Dishonor on you, dishonor on your cow. But I mean, like, I love
by
this
cow,
for
he
her.
Means, she means your ex-girlfriend.
Your new girlfriend.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media. At Dave and Mahoney. Dave and Mahoney. That was the 2-Minute Promise. We never play more than 2 minutes of commercials at a time. Now, back to the show.
So what is the fashion faux pas that you have actively participated in? Maybe it's something that you did back in the day. Maybe it's something that you do right now and you just don't care. You can call or text us at 833-YO-DUMMY on social media at Dave Mahoney. Andy said, back in my 20s, I would hit up the No Fear store at the mall and get myself some big iron cross belt buckles and deck myself out in some Hart and Huntington and Metal Militia t-shirts and hats.
So the No Fear, I was all about No Fear in middle school.
Because you didn't have any fear.
I had no fear.
That's right.
Those and Umbros. I wore Umbro shorts
and comfortable.
No Fear shirts.
So comfortable, those Umbros.
Every day, during the summer, during like the middle school years. Him saying like in his 20s, okay, that might have been a little far. I think he was thinking of the Bad Boy, not the No Fear, if you remember the old MMA brand.
Oh, yeah. Marty said, in high school, rolling my pants tight around the ankles and wearing top sides with no socks.
But that came back. Like the tapered jean look is back.
It is, and with no socks. For the most part.
That's gross.
I mean, but for the most part, I mean, especially if we're just talking about MMA, like, I feel like everybody in that world is wearing, like, no socks, tapered pants.
Well, I mean, now. I mean, a lot of the fighters, at least, are fairly fashionable, right?
Yeah.
Like, they have it down. But you got to think about the fashion, because Mahoney and I have been very involved in the MMA world since the jump, right? Since
20 years, yeah.
Yeah, 2005 and even before
inception.
That. But we definitely got kind of suckered into that whole, like, oh, look at how many skulls and eagles and stuff I can have
the
on my shirt at the
shirts.
Same time. Oh, the foil. But you used to pay, because you actually bought some of the Affliction shirts.
Yeah.
I can proudly say I never purchased an Affliction or Tap Out shirt.
Aren't you special?
Cool.
No, but I got some for free and I wore them.
Mine were all banned ones, though. Like, I had like an Ozzy Osbourne one because I couldn't afford that many because they were like $100.
Well, yeah, they're like, the cheap ones started like $85
but
for
they had
shirts.
The foil on there. Oh, they looked so amazing. But the thing that really was innovative, I would say, about Affliction wasn't the design, wasn't any of that, because you look back and you just roll your eyes at how dated and douchey it looks, but they were soft.
They were
those
so
were
soft.
Like the first
super soft shirts
that existed. And now I feel like they you know, the rest of the fashion world stole that and took note of how having a soft shirt will sell.
Well, what about the bedazzled jeans? So the Affliction shirts for guys were really popular. The Affliction jeans that, or the True Religions,
yeah.
The Buckle brand in and of itself.
Yeah.
Like, it was so expensive. I was
and
like, you know what? I'm going
to
work there.
You used to work at Buckle.
So that I get that discount.
Did
so
you
that
have
I can
the sequin
cute.
Jeans?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean, did
you
I have them?
See somebody's ass in the sequin jeans, you're like, oh.
You're like, your ass is a disco ball, man. This is great.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So there's a number of people here that are not backing down from what might be considered a fashion faux pas for some other people. Got a text from Zach at 833-YO-DUMMY. I've worn cargo shorts for 2 decades and will not ever stop wearing them.
I mean, they are so versatile.
Once all you get accustomed pockets, to all those pockets, that's so much storage space.
It is so much storage space.
Are you into the fanny pack?
No.
The trend? Yeah, I mean,
no.
That's hit for like 2 summers.
Stop it.
It's okay.
You stop it.
No, dude, they are so convenient. Like, you can have all sorts of stuff in there. I don't mind wearing one. Like,
Mahoney, like, you have gone from this sort of, like, I'm doing this ironically, to just full on wearing, like, the dad walking shoes, the Tommy Bahama shirt, and a fanny pack.
Because,
it's
Dave,
comfort.
I have found that old people have found the way.
Old people don't wear fanny packs.
Yeah, yes, man. They do.
No,
old
they
people,
don't.
Old people wear fanny packs.
No, they don't.
My grandma has a fanny pack.
Okay,
she's stylish.
That's the one old person you know.
Okay.
And she's been wearing a fanny pack since, like, 89.
See,
the only people that I know that wear fanny packs are bikers and...
Festival girls
and dudes that work out a lot that always have their steroids.
And guns.
And guns. And their
always both. Yeah.
No, I just think
I know one that needs an
girl.
Insulin shot that wears one. Just,
okay,
so that
makes sense.
Practical reasons.
Yeah. Let's just talk about this, Dave. Yes, I wear the old man walking shoes. I bought, like, the Brooks Beast.
Those are old people's shoes? I have a pair of Brooks.
No, they're Brooks Beast, though. I mean, and you should see these things. They look like Volvos for your feet.
And they
I love that for you.
And they're so comfortable for your feet. You can walk 1,000 miles. And I moved over to the Tommy Bahama shirts because they were generously cut. Yes, it was ironic and stupid at first. And then I realized the world of comfort that I was missing. Then I started going to dinner at 4 p.m., Dave, because there's nobody there. I get better service. It's a much better experience than having to wait 30 minutes to get seated and deal with a busy restaurant
I'm with
on
you
a Friday.
I'm with you on the 4:30 dinner.
Old people have figured it out. They literally, like, look what old people do, and then you realize that, like, they're just cutting out all the BS in life.
So, but I'm so confused, though, because Mahoney does almost exactly everything that the rest of us do, but he really embodies old person. And like, I have Brooks. I have a fanny pack. I go to dinner at 4:30.
But what do you, you probably keep Molly in your fanny pack, right? Like a normal person?
No.
Vials of cocaine.
No.
Lip gloss.
Not drugs.
What do you keep in your fanny pack?
Wallets?
Wallets?
Yeah.
Multiple wallets?
My wallet should never be plural.
My wife's wallet?
Your wife's wallet's huge. I've seen that thing.
That's why I got a fanny pack.
She doesn't carry her own wallet like in her own fanny pack?
If we go to Disneyland or something like that.
You guys have matching fanny packs. Don't lie.
Well, yes. They're from Lululemon. They're very nice.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Paid way too much for it.
You're so extra. You paid $200 for a fanny pack.
Why didn't you just get a backpack at that point? You guys got so much stuff.
See, the problem with a backpack and a Tommy Bahama shirt.
Make you sweat.
Is that it will the cord will go goes around your armpit and it pushes up and it makes your pits sweat. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to be all pit sweaty.
But you're not wearing your Tommy Bahamas to Disney.
I do sometimes. I do sometimes.
He actually, I believe, has a special Tommy Bahama.
Two Disney
Tommy themed
shirts.
Tommy Bahama shirts.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
Rita said, "You can have my scrunchies when you pry them off my cold dead ponytail."
That's so true.
Are scrunchies out of style?
No, they're back. They're
back.
No, but she's just saying that that's something that she's never going to let up on.
Sissy said the J-Lo velour sweatsuits.
Oh, girl. Those Juicy Couture.
When they weren't washed, they looked so smelly, though.
Yes,
they
do. Who
wasn't washing them?
I don't know.
Because they get that, like, brown. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. The wrinkles.
I feel like you see those at Walmart.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a Walmart, like, you know, people of Walmart style photo that you would see.
Yucky.
Yeah.
Brian said, "I had frosted tips for a short time in high school. Now I'm just sporting a dad bod." I distinctly remember going to the hairstylist and her having that little
shower
dentist
cap.
Tool thing in the shower cap and just ripping out the hair. And man, those frosted tips look good.
It's back though, right? Aren't they?
Like the boy band Nick, or like the Nick Carter middle parts. Like it's like e-boy cool now.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
Like Machine Gun Kelly's.
Yeah, like the highlights.
Yeah. Rob said, "If anyone dares to imply that JNCO jeans were a bad fashion trend, we're fighting. However, I did get caught up in the Affliction at Hardy trend of 08. Feel free to roast me."
Yeah, roast.
I still remember the moment that the brand Ed Hardy died, because it was an exact moment. It was when the picture got released of Michael Lohan and John Gosselin walking together, both wearing
Ed
Hardy shirts.
I think.
And they were walking to the boat, and then they went and got on this fairly unimpressive yacht and were partying it up. But you're like, those two guys, arguably the douchiest dudes in the public spotlight, together, both wearing the ridiculous.
It was like 2008.
Okay.
They always talk about jumping the shark. Yeah. Like, that was the moment.
Can
right
we
there.
Agree that that's how most things die? Is like, especially Facebook. Facebook died when your parents got on it. When things get cool for somebody who you think is like old or whatever, or like uncool.
So do you think that Mahoney is going to ruin Tommy Bahama?
I don't think that it ever was a thing.
Are there young people who are flocking? I've been into a Tommy Bahama store many times. I have about 75 shirts now. I have never seen, I've always been the youngest person in the store. Always. And usually I'm the only person in the store.
Well, I feel like it's kind of like a frat daddy thing, too. Like, I feel like frat boys rock.
What is a frat
daddy? Frat daddy?
That sounds
like
creepy.
Fratty boys, like frat bros.
You call them frat daddies?
Well, it's just like, not in a daddy way. Like, as like a still, you're fratty, like fratty daddy.
Fratty daddy? All right.
No, it's not
no,
like.
No, it's fine. You got to think of frat boys. It's fine. No, it's fine.
Do I need to re-enroll in college and go join a frat? Is that what you're saying?
No. No, but they do wear them, ironically, I think.
Ashley said, "Been rocking Crocs for 10 plus years, multiple pairs for multiple wearing situations. Outside shoes are just my old ones that were formerly clean public wearing shoes, but now it's Crocs everywhere, all day, every day."
I used to have an aversion to ugly shoes, the dad boots, the Air Monarchs, the old guy walking shoes, the Crocs, and there is nothing more frustrating than having your feet hurt. So like wearing shoes that comfort your feet, truly, I don't care what they look like.
Boz joining us this morning. What was the fashion trend that was maybe a faux pas? Are you still into it or not?
No, definitely not into it. I would play sports in half shirts.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, that was a look.
I would also wear those. I would also wear those shirts that had the slit all the way down the side. It was like a no sleeve, but
yeah.
All the way down the side.
Were you?
No sleeve, no side.
You must have been in great shape.
You were
though,
in good
shape,
right?
I was, but, you know, not now. Got the dad bod you're working
out. It's a half
belly.
Shirt. All the shirts are now half shirts from back in the day. Unfortunately, you didn't cut them.
Like Winnie the Pooh.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I say today, as I said it before, nothing is better than the first poop of the morn.
Message deleted.
No, I would disagree. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a cute little rhyme you had going there, but a poo
in the morning?
In the morning is fine. Mm. No, I mean, for sure, every day at least I make the effort. But the better poo is the one that you've been anticipating, and then you finally get to your bathroom of choice. Yeah, I mean, that's the quality poo that I'm talking about.
No, I can't start my day without pooping. That's crazy, Mahoney. What? You just like, you've never pooped?
No,
I don't
poop in the morning at all. I wait till I get home from the show, man. Well, like, I don't
poop
like afternoon.
Are you a morning pooper?
I am the minute I get to the station. Yeah.
You do it here every day.
Yeah, I do. Really? I do it here. Well, I eat really late at night. So this guy's saying that it's the best of the day. Sometimes, depending on what I ate the night before, maybe the worst of the day. And I'm limping the rest of the morning.
It takes it out of you. Yeah. It injures you, wings you. So for me, it's very specific. Like, I'll wake up in the morning, go turn on the shower, because for whatever reason, it takes forever for the water to get warm. And then while that's happening, I'll just go catch up on the news on the old John.
Yeah,
there you
go.
John, yeah, yeah. And I cannot, when I come back, it's nice and warm.
When do you go, Mahoney?
At nighttime.
You have all girl.
Why do you do everything at
afternoon
night?
And night?
You only poop once a day, and it's at night.
No, two times.
Okay. The first time you go, though, is at
night?
In the afternoon
when I get home from the show. I'm not like, there is zero chance I'm sticking around here in a public area and taking care of business. No.
You go before.
No, before.
No. No, I like my house is alone. My wife's at work. She's doing her own thing. I've got the house to myself. No, man.
You need
like,
fiber.
I have plenty of fiber. I'm regular.
Yeah, I know.
I like not fiber. Being rushed.
No, he needs to eat something green.
For the amount that you eat, if you're only doing it two times a day, man, that's kind of unhealthy.
It is unhealthy.
I think your bowels are like a grease trap at a Sizzler.
Oh,
like,
it's just clean it, please.
Yeah, it just really needs to be cleaned out.
It's like a pipe up there. Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Did any of you realize that back in the day, pencil erasers always sucked? Like, they never erased stuff completely because you could always kind of see what you put down before you erased it, you know? I say we erase erasers. How dare you call yourselves that?
Message deleted.
The only thing worse than a pencil eraser is a pen eraser, because you just get all, it just breaks up. That was the worst part about the pen erasers. Like, you would just be there, you'd be writing, and then you'd try to erase, and then you just get like all these little, like, basically little chalky things that are there, and then they're all over you, and you find them. It's worse than glitter.
No, the most infuriating moment whenever you're trying to erase something is whenever you go back and it accidentally rips the paper.
Oh.
You've been there. You know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you just have to go through and do your homework all over again because you can't turn in a hole in your piece of paper.
Also, what were you supposed to do with all of those eraser shavings? You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
When you sit there and
you really have
to erase something, but I mean,
just wipe it off.
I feel like that's what's ruined the earth. It's glitter.
It's basically like glitter. It just stays on you, and it just is there all day long.
That's
but I don't like all this eraser hate, because there are erasers out there that are pretty damn amazing. Let's talk about whiteboard erasers for a second.
The one that we have right here never erases.
It just
properly.
Smears it.
It just smears.
Well,
smears
that's, I mean, we have the world's worst whiteboard eraser. Like, I don't know how you have a bad whiteboard
eraser. I've never seen another whiteboard
eraser.
That
one sucks.
But most of them, I'm saying. Just because there's one bad one doesn't mean they're all bad, Dave.
So that bad apple's ruining it for the rest of them. Uh-huh. I think all whiteboard erasers suck at this point.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Ian, you're so cute when you say that. So I have a question. This is probably more for Audrey. Do women find it necessary to coordinate their masks with their outfits? Over the past 6 months, I bought so many masks to go with all of my clothes, and I find it necessary to coordinate every time I go out. Have a good day, guys. Love you much. Bye.
Message deleted.
Now, I don't know if the women in your lives feel this way, but I'm kind of attributing my mask to be like the same type of rule for your purse and your shoes. I really only wear tennis shoes that are white or black.
Right.
So I have a black mask and I have a white mask.
Yeah, check,
and
check
the
out.
Shoes out. Whatever check shoes out. I'm wearing, they're going to match my shoes. And that's the same thing.
Bam.
Yeah, all black. It's black. Just easy. Just wear all black and get a black mask and you'll be perfect. Yeah.
I have a very floral print gator, which aren't apparently safe.
They're not good. Nope.
But they look good.
Yeah, sure. And they're easy because they're always around your neck.
It looks like I'm wearing a, like a scarf.
Like a scarf. Yeah. Like,
but why is it not
safe? European?
No, I don't know. I read a report that they were, or read a.
No, you're not even allowed to like wear those on airplanes anymore.
When I went to Disney, downtown Disney, they wouldn't let me in with one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to like go back to my car and get an actual mask.
Because it's tighter around your ears?
I bet you're pissed.
I was pissed.
Because you had to walk. Not because you had to change the mask.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
So if anyone's clamoring for this, good news, here it comes. Conor McGregor is going to fight Manny Pacquiao in boxing now. It's going to be a blockbuster edition against the WBA welterweight champion. Look, Manny Pacquiao is well past his prime. But Conor McGregor is a dude who has boxed one time. Everyone's like, oh, he did a lot better than I expected.
Because Mayweather carried him.
Mayweather actually tried to bet that he was going to knock him out in the ninth round, and he ended up finishing him in the 10th.
Yeah.
One of Mayweather's goons went to a casino, to a sports book, and tried to bet six figures.
I still think that he still bet on the 10th round. I think that they publicly, I bet on the ninth round, or we're trying it, and he still finished him in the 10th round. Good on Conor McGregor. I mean, I think McGregor's kind of a douche and kind of a degenerate, and Manny Pacquiao has some really antiquated views when it comes to worldview. So I've got some issues with both of these guys, but McGregor's going to it's going to be a huge payday for sure for both of these guys.
So Pacquiao's, he's now a senator in the Philippines.
Yes.
So
he's a big fan of Duarte over there, who is one of the worst dictators on the planet right now.
Terrible record when it comes to human rights.
Yeah.
Embarrassing in every way. So, but yeah, I mean, it's going to be a huge payday. This one's just not nearly as exciting to me as the Mayweather and McGregor, because those two trash talking.
We already saw it.
Is great.
We already saw this. Already saw this fight, but better with Mayweather. And I feel like the Mayweather Jake Paul fight is going to do way bigger numbers. Honestly
yeah, because everybody wants to see Jake Paul get knocked out.
Because Jake Paul, I mean, yes, Jake Paul definitely
That's who Conor McGregor should fight. Like, fight Jake Paul.
Fight every YouTube influencer.
Yes,
he probably will after. But Jake Paul, I mean, is a lot bigger than Mayweather. That's the thing. Jake Paul's, you know, like 6'1", probably 200 and something pounds. So he does have at least that on his side. I mean, there's zero chance he's going to.
No chance.
Maybe even land a punch on Mayweather unless Mayweather lets him.
So who doesn't want to get to know their neighbors better, huh?
No.
H&R Block and Nextdoor announced that they have chosen 10 community projects to fund, specifically designed to build more resilient communities, reduce social isolation, and improve the quality of life in neighborhoods.
No. This is not for me.
Blech. So, located in Arizona, California, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Kansas, Michigan, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, the community gardens, recreation centers, and youth basketball and softball field upgrades are among the projects to add areas where communities can gather safely.
Does that change whenever you have kids? Because seriously, right now, I don't care to know any of my neighbors.
Parks are a cool thing. If there was other families that had kids that were of the same age, then maybe it's of interest. But I don't know, man. It's like, the idea of randomly getting to know all the people that live in your neighborhood just seems more annoying than anything, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It feels like everyone's going to be up in your business.
I've been walking by. There's a dog park in my neighborhood, and I've been walking by it most nights when my wife and I go walking. I see the regular dogs, and I kind of want to get to know the dogs, but not their owners.
Oh, because that's the worst part, though, whenever you do have a dog, because then you do get to know the dogs more than the owners. Yeah. And you get excited to see the dogs, and then you remember the dogs' names and never the owners' names.
What's creepy about that, Ian? It's just dogs are way cuter and way more interesting than
people. You're just going to the dog park, and you're just
I'm walking by the dog
park. Without
a dog. Just standing there. You're looking like Michael Myers, and then they turn around and you disappear.
Just looking.
The only reason why that's weird, Mahoney, is because you don't have a dog yourself.
Well, I'll have a dog. I've had dogs, but we just don't have a dog currently.
Kyle said,
very busy people.
I want to get to know Ian's neighbors. He's talking about that OnlyFans girl.
Yeah.
Or the neighbors that bone every morning at 10:15 on the dot.
Or the creepy guy who used to have like 7 cats and had 9 mattresses for a 1-bedroom apartment. Yeah.
Nothing weird about that.
Yeah, no. It's great. It's my community.
Don't drink the water. Residents of a Houston suburb have been warned that city tap water could be tainted with a brain-eating microbe. The advisory was issued on Friday and includes several towns in the Houston metro area against using tap water for anything but flushing the toilet.
Oh, my God.
When water contaminated with the amoeba enters the body through the nose, it can travel to the brain and cause something that I can't even say. It's embryonic meningocephalitis.
Ian, you want to try to pronounce that?
You want to give that a go? Which is generally lethal, by the way. It can kill you.
It is meningocephalitis. No, that's wrong.
That's way off.
So wrong.
So,
can you not shower in this water? I mean, because if it goes in through your nose.
No, like, you wouldn't shower. No. Just flush the toilet. You can't wash your hands.
Don't go anywhere near it.
And as somebody that had a plumbing issue at his house one time where I couldn't turn the water on, not being able to use the water, you realize how weak you are, how unable to do anything. You
can't gallon of water above your head.
You can't shower. You can't flush the toilet. You can't do just the normal things. Now, in this case, they can only flush the toilet, but it's nutty, man.
I mean, this is how many bad things have we heard hit Houston over the last couple of years?
It's been rough, man. It's been rough.
That is a rough run.
Yeah. How do we not have normal water in now a few places in the United States?
The third largest city in America. Houston is now the third largest city in America.
Yeah. What?
I blame the Astros.
Yep. It's all Jose Altuve's fault.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
This is a fairly simple game. Mahoney famously dropped out of community college after how long?
3 years.
3 years. Okay. So
it was two years. Well, actually, it was 3 years. And then I dropped out and started working in radio. And then when I got working in radio, I went back for two more semesters. So almost 4 years total in community college.
And did you get an associate's degree?
I did not.
What?
Did
you
get a
bachelor's degree?
I did not.
I see. Mahoney, again, famously dropped out of community college, but it's led him to this point where he can entertain us every morning. So how lucky are we that he didn't bother finishing that education? Good for us.
Well, Dave, I knew once I knew that I was ready.
The chosen one, yes.
To broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just, you know, like I said, much like Bill Gates. Bill Gates didn't finish at Harvard. He dropped out.
Yeah.
So much like the other greats of this in this
the
world.
The other titans of industry. Yeah. Yes. Ian, do you recall who won last week?
Last week, I believe, was a tie, and we all know the tie went to Audrey.
Audrey was the winner last week.
Mahoney, I answered it faster, so I won.
That's not how it works.
Absolutely did not answer.
If you would be so kind as to please leave and go to the soundproof studio across the hall. No cheating.
Goodbye, sir.
You remember when he used to tell us that he would do push-ups in the other room? You didn't used to do push-ups. He used to tell us when he was on his little health kick that he would do push-ups in the other room while
Yeah,
sure. All right, so you guys are going to be asked the same questions today. For those of you that are watching along in the chat on Twitch, wrong answers only, please. Same thing with texting in. We don't want Mahoney to have any advantage whatsoever. Here we go with question number one, and you do have one pass today, should you choose to use. What Jewish holiday is also known as the Day of Atonement?
Hanukkah.
Are you sure about that, or would you like to use your pass?
I believe that I would like to use my pass.
Excellent choice.
Wow, good choice. Good choice.
That is Yom Kippur is what you're looking for.
Yes.
So five more to go. You must answer all of them. What is the last name of the man who assassinated President Lincoln? Oh.
You almost had it right there. I might just give it to her.
I don't know.
Okay. That's fine.
It's fine.
Boof.
Boof. I did know that.
You did know that.
No.
A triangle has three equal sides, and if so, it's called what? What type of triangle has three equal sides?
An equilibrium.
Close.
Isosceles.
You went the different route there. What are you doing?
Equilateral.
No.
You're close. It's
what
all right.
The heck?
You can still get three right. What is the name of the organ that produces insulin in the body?
Your pancreas.
Yes. There we go.
Shout out to my brother who's type 1 diabetic for that knowledge.
Ow.
Otherwise, I would not know.
Question number five. What is the name of King Arthur's sword?
Excalibur.
Yeah. I don't know why you threw an S in there, but yeah, it's an Excalibur.
That's fine.
And final question. What is Frank Lloyd Wright's profession?
Who the hell is Frank Lloyd?
Oh, boy.
Frank Lloyd is a senator.
A senator is incorrect. I'm sorry, Audrey. He is an architect. You got two. Okay.
No, that's
all
so
right. Mahoney is back in the studio.
Why don't you play my, like, theme shit song? Coming back in here.
This is your theme.
This is not my
theme. This is the march.
God. Something cool, like Stone Cold Steve Austin's walkout song.
You're not cool. Yeah. All right, here we go. Total of six. One pass today, should you choose to use it. What Jewish holiday is also known as the Day of Atonement?
I'll pass.
All right.
Was it Rosh Hashanah?
Close.
Close. Yom Kippur.
Yeah, close enough.
What is the last name of the man who assassinated President Lincoln?
Booth.
Booth is correct. Mahoney has
Quit looking
point.
At the chat, you cheater.
I'm not looking at the chat.
It's up. I'm looking
no,
at you
not.
Looking
Shut
at the
up.
Chat.
Get out of here.
What do you mean?
A
I'm
triangle
you
with three equal
chat.
Sides is called what?
An equilateral.
Equilateral is correct. Yeah, two. Correct. Next question. What is the name of the organ that produces insulin in the body?
Hey.
No,
the organ that produces insulin.
You see, because Ian was confused there. He's talking about an organ in the body, and so that's.
Right. Oh, I see. Right, okay. Yeah.
Is it a pipe organ?
No.
Don't
so
double
you don't
down.
Know. You don't know. All right, fine. The pancreas is what you're looking for.
I got that one.
What is the name of King Arthur's sword?
That would be Excalibur.
Excalibur is correct. That is three correct. And final question, what was Frank Lloyd Wright's profession?
He was an architect.
Architect is correct.
Who the hell is Frank Lloyd?
The most celebrated
architect of our time.
Yeah.
Mahoney, you get four correct. That means that you are the winner today.
Collusion.
I may not have an associate's degree, but as Odd One said in our chat, I got a PhD in kicking ass.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So we were talking about this whole relationship with Demi Lovato and how it seemed kind of strange that they were getting engaged so fast, and he proposed to her with a ring that was supposedly worth over $1 million. And you're like, who is this guy and where is he getting all this money?
Yeah,
for?
He popped up out of nowhere, right?
Yeah, well, I guess he found out via a tabloid that he was being dumped by Demi Lovato.
Sounds about right.
His name is Max. He's claiming that he found out about the split through a tabloid. Imagine finding out about the status of your relationship through a tabloid. He wrote in the first post, while you're in the middle of filming a biopic movie about a pastor whose intention of the film is to help people.
Oh, so now you're going to just play a victim? Dude, well, you're dating a tabloid celebrity who is Demi Lovato. I mean, literally at this point, but she's more known for her tabloid stuff than she is for, what, her singing? Is she a singer? Is
yeah,
she an actress?
She's both, but I don't think necessarily like she's tabloid-only celebrity. I think she's been going to rehab, so that doesn't necessarily mean that she's a tabloid celebrity, you know?
Yeah, when's the last time? Because it's a fine line, right? It's like
she's got a song out right now with Sam.
Yeah, that
Smith.
Person.
Smith, yes. Okay. So Sam Smith, sorry. I was just like lost in the train of thought. But what is blowing my mind is that they've only been in a relationship for what? We'll say like 6-7 months. They just got engaged in July.
Yeah.
And they've been swooning over each other up until, I don't know, last week.
And then just gone. Over.
Yeah, man. Like, she's notorious. She's got issues that she's dealing with, and relationships in the past have not been great for her. So, like, the fact that you're shocked by this, I think you're just a dummy.
Yeah.
Like you should have. Everybody else.
You're talking
about
this Max guy, right? Everyone else saw.
Everybody else saw that coming.
I'm pretty sure that we said whenever she got in into this engagement back in July.
Yeah, we're like, this is way too fast. It's not going to work.
I think that I even said maybe 6 months, but you guys said a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So you guys are probably more right than anybody else, even Max.
Whoops. So a lady is suing the 76 after a stadium seat fell on her head and dented it. Now, if you haven't seen this picture, her head has got a dent in it.
Big old dent.
Big old dent. Her name is Annabelle Sen. She is suing a property company owned by the co-owner of the 76ers after her head was caved in by a chair that fell from his penthouse. She was walking down the street in January when a heavy wooden lounge chair fell from a 12th floor penthouse above and hit her.
It's really sad. I'm surprised she lived with how big this dent is in her head.
If a chair hit you from 12 stories up,
penthouse chair.
You're lucky.
Did somebody chuck this chair off of the penthouse? Like, how on earth does a chair fall off of a penthouse?
Right?
It's not like you just have open railings. You know, like there's got to be something there that would stop. Ian, if for those of you watching along on the live stream, is holding up the image here of the young lady whose head was dented in. And
I mean, quite seriously, if you're theory of the mind, right? If you're envisioning her head, it looks like the right side of her head is now missing and has been shoved down to by her cheekbone.
Sue them for all the money. Like you're lucky you didn't die. She's been permanently disfigured. Pay this young woman.
Yeah, so she works in private equity or was at the time and had actually applied to Harvard Medical School to pursue a master's degree in the fall.
Ugh.
Has had to have multiple surgeries since and now lives with permanent and serious injuries, they say. So
it's horrible.
It sucks, man.
So sad. She deserves every penny, honestly.
All the money. Mm-hmm.
So 2020 is rough for a lot of people, a lot of businesses. Even the royal family is now broke. The royal family says it plans to cut expenses after projecting a $45 million shortfall to their finances in response to the pandemic. primarily the lack of tourism. They won't feel the financial shortfall until next year, but it could be to the tune of $19 million. So there's also likely to be a shortfall of $25 million that would have funded renovations to Buckingham Palace. The building's infrastructure hasn't had a major upgrade in heating, plumbing, or wiring since World War II, and they're saying is now facing catastrophic failure.
The world's smallest violin playing it right here.
Do not care at all.
For the royal family. Right. Okay, cool. Like, why do we have royalty in 2020? I feel like that's such an archaic and antiquated thing that, you know, sure, the queen is...
Does she really do anything, though? Does she really make any decisions anymore?
No.
Can she even speak anymore? When was the last time we heard the queen speak?
She just sort of sits there and smiles.
They're the English version of the Kardashians. They legitimately are. Somehow they do less than the Kardashians, the royal family, over in the UK. Again, just tabloid fodder for the people over there.
Do you think that to upgrade all of the wiring and the plumbing in Buckingham Palace that the Queen's going to release a sex tape with Ray J?
Oh, God.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Tipsy or toddler?
This is not nearly as easy as you think. Ian goes through and he finds these clips, and they're clips of either a person that's hammered or a little kid. But then the real challenge is transcribing what was said by that person. And when you just hear the actual words that were uttered, can you figure out which is which? So it's either a drunk person or a little kid. It's Tipsy or Toddler is the game. You guys will bounce back and forth. And Mahoney, you get to go first on this first one. Are you ready, sir?
Dave, I am ready. Number one.
Take it away.
Yo, what up? He pees on himself. It's really gross. You should see him naked.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
I'm going to say that is a tipsy person. I hope that that's a tipsy person.
It's not. It's a little kid.
Really?
Yeah, it's a toddler.
Yep.
Wow. Let's listen.
Yo, what up? He pees on himself. He's really gross. You should see him being naked.
Is he talking about his little brother? He's got to be talking about
his dad, believe it or not.
Oh, my God. It's always the ones you love.
Does this kid have, like, a TikTok following or something? Listen to the way he's like, yo, what up?
Yo, what up? He's on himself.
He pees on himself.
Yo, what up?
Kid, what are you doing? All right, so.
I love that. That's so good.
No point gets awarded to you, Audrey. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Here we go. On to number two.
Granny Smith, yay! How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? That's that granny. Granny, when she on a...
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
That is a toddler.
That is not. It is a drunk person. Let's have it listen.
Granny Smith, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? It's that granny drink when she's on a...
No points for either of you. Ring in by saying your name when you think you know the
Smith
answer.
Smith part. I know if I missed that.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what it was. Nice. Horrible apples. Nobody likes a granny Smith.
Nope. All right, here we go. On to number three. No points awarded yet. Frickin' I seen some smoke flying through the wall, and I'm still looking. The house is on fire.
Mahoney.
Audrey, no.
Mahoney.
That is a toddler.
That's a drunk person.
Audrey is correct. That is a drunk person. Sorry, Mahoney. Let's have a listen.
Freaking I seen smoke flying through the wall. And I said, look it. The house is on fire.
Excellent work.
Someone
detective.
Check on him.
Yes. Is that an eyewitness account for the news somewhere?
Yes, it was. And why did they choose that guy?
Exactly
the drunkest guy in the neighborhood.
He was hammered. Right? They're like, that guy. Go get him on Eyewitness 3 right now.
Freaking I've seen smoke flying through the wall. And I said, look it. The house is on fire.
They edit the piece. It's not live, right?
No,
they
it's
edit
not
the
live.
Piece, and they're like, let's leave it in. How much of it?
All of it.
All right, Audrey on the board with one. Ian, number four, take it away.
All right, clip number four. Because all my poops are my friends. You can push it, because my poop is my friends.
Mahoney.
Mahoney?
That's a toddler.
That is a toddler.
Indeed.
Well done. All right, here we go.
Because all my poops are my friends. You can
pause
it.
Because
my poop is my friend.
That's right.
Oh,
that's right.
I mean,
we've all been there.
We've all been there.
Poops are my friends.
All right. Mahoney has won. Audrey has won. Fifth and final one. It all comes down to this. Best of luck to both of you. I'm going to puke my brains out. Yes, I'm going to puke my brains out.
Audrey.
Audrey for the win.
That's a drunk person.
It is a drunk person.
It's hard. Oh, giving it away on five.
I'm gonna puke my brains out. Yes, I'm gonna puke my brains out.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So seems appropriate for this time of year, you know, just a little more than a month removed from Halloween, the most haunted states in America. Hundreds of thousands of sightings across the country of supernatural and ghostly occurrences have been reported. The paranormal activity is monitored across all 50 states, and the spiritual jackpot hits in what state? What's your guess? The most haunted state?
Massachusetts.
No.
What about Kansas? I feel like there was a lot of battles over there
Kansas,
in that area.
No.
No?
It's got to be an old state. It's an old state. It's not a newer state.
If I would have guessed, I would have guessed... maybe
Virginia?
Like Louisiana.
Ooh.
You know?
Ooh, because all the voodoo.
Yeah.
What about that? No?
Texas. Texas. So close. It's close. Man, but yeah, Texas.
In Texas. No ghost there.
Since 2005, 6,845 reported sightings and growing of ghostly figures, an average of 456 per year in Texas.
Okay.
The second most haunted? California. 6,444 sightings. And the ninth most haunted? New York, 1,670.
Is this just because there's a lot of people that live in these areas?
Yeah, those are the three most populated states in the U.S.
That could be it.
Okay.
It's entirely possible.
I want to know what haunted per capita.
Yeah. Same. I agree, Mahoney. I feel like, I mean, you always hear like the old tuberculosis buildings being like super haunted. And there's one actually in Kentucky that if you stay a full 24 hours in this place, like sleep, spend the night, and make it out without peeing your pants and dipping out, then they're like, here's your money back. I'm like, okay, so I want my money back.
That doesn't
do
any good. Like, it's the whole thing in Texas where, like, if you eat the 80-ounce steak, then it's free. You're like, I mean,
no, I'm
cool,
miserable.
But then I'm miserable because I've eaten 7 pounds of beef. Like, yeah. Stop, man.
This one coming to us in our chat from our friend Nate. He said, Arkansas, those people are dumb and superstitious. We're never going to get broadcast in Arkansas, so I will concur,
you know,
Nate.
Maybe.
You know, just come on, man. Mahoney keeps burning down all of our potential cities that we're expanding to.
We're never going
to go back and like scrub the podcast. Because
every state that I think has like a southern draw, he's just like, no.
It's not even the southern thing. It's just no. If he's driven through the state once and didn't have a great time,
right,
that state sucks.
Nobody
ask
driven...
him about Indiana. Oh, boy. Here we go.
No, Indianapolis, worst city I've ever been to.
What?
In my
Indianapolis. How? I like Indy.
Indy's fun.
No, it is not. It's the worst city I've ever been in.
Why? Did
it's
you get
awful.
Dumped there or something?
No,
why?
I didn't.
It's awful.
Oh, you got
why?
Dumped
it's
there.
Awful. Okay. So Karens beware. A dude named Wesley Barnes is facing 2 years in prison for posting negative unfair reviews on TripAdvisor about an island resort in Thailand. 2 years in prison. The lawsuit was filed over a negative review he left this summer, including one that accused the hotel of modern-day slavery. Oof. Don't support modern-day slavery of Thai people. The staff are unfriendly because of their management. Authorities said that the damage to the reputation of the hotel, and allegedly this guy quarreled with staff over not paying a corkage fee for alcohol. One of the reviews he stated, unfriendly staff, no one ever smiles. They act like they don't want you there. The restaurant manager was the worst. There are other hotels with better, friendlier staff. They have pretty notorious anti-defamation laws, and the fact that he was going on and posting these things, pretty big offense in Thailand, again, facing 2 years in prison.
Yeah, I mean, if you talk about what the government, or I think they have a royal family in Thailand as well, those are all jailable offenses. But I am for, I don't know if I'm for jail, but I'm definitely for lawsuits being opened up here in the U.S. If you go into a business and you lie about what happened and you personally are trying to hurt their business by defaming them, then yeah, man, like they should be able to seek compensation for that, because you're trying to hurt because your feelings got hurt, or everything wasn't perfect.
Or you were drunk and you didn't want to pay the corkage fee, which is just pretty standard for any restaurant. So this guy facing 2 years in prison, which does seem a little bit harsh. But what he said about the establishment is pretty damning. So Santa plans to hold a news conference to assure kids that Christmas 2020 is a go despite everything happening with coronavirus.
Does Santa have a PR elf?
I mean, I would assume it's pretty big. pretty big operation that
it is.
There.
He's got to actually make sure that everybody knows that there is a naughty or light night. Ian, don't you write it down? A naughty or nice list. I'm gonna walk out the door.
So the pandemic obviously shelving a lot of things. As a parent, I appreciate this, not necessarily for the reassurance to my kids that Christmas is going to be happening, but the reassurance that Santa is still watching so I can hold it over their heads for three months leading up to Christmas. Do you want anything? In fact, I've told you guys that I had the little Santa
direct
app
line
on my phone where I can call him at any time.
What's the name of the app again?
Let me look here. I think it's just called the Santa app. But
oh, that's amazing. Just call Santa?
As a parent, this is the best
app
you can get. It's from Santa is what it's called.
So I just imagine there's like a red phone. He's sitting in a study. He's got his beard, you know, sitting in the red velvet
suit. Smoking
on
a pipe or something.
And then Dave is like, you know, Dave's daughter might be doing something that she shouldn't be doing.
That's right.
You push that button, get the direct access to Santa. He picks it up.
He's got the pipe. He's like three scotches in. What are you on?
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So a man gets stopped by sheriff's deputies in the Florida Keys for driving a stolen construction vehicle on US 1. And he told them that he was operating the machinery. When they asked him, why are you driving this stolen piece of equipment? He said, quote, I like it.
I mean, that's...
Which makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
How do you argue with that level of logic?
Yeah. You can't tell him that he doesn't like it. He likes it.
There are places all across the country now that you can go and rent big-time construction vehicles and drive them.
Really?
This guy, he's 35 years old. His name is Christopher Paul Hawkins. He was driving the heavy machinery with no lights at about 1:35 a.m.
Gotta turn your lights on.
No, you gotta.
If you're driving a bulldozer, gotta turn the lights on.
They say that they recognized Hawkins as someone they'd seen just moments before jogging along the road. The deputies also thought the construction equipment looked rather familiar. Also correct there. Police identified the machinery as part of a road construction project underway just a few hundred feet away from where he had stopped. According to the deputy, Hawkins was having some trouble standing and appeared to be rather intoxicated. Also, pro tip, don't leave the keys in the bulldozer.
I feel like this is not this guy's fault. Yeah. I blame the operator for, you know, if you're drunk and near a bunch of heavy equipment.
I mean,
you're going to go for it?
It's pretty hard to say no. According to the deputy, he was having trouble again standing and appeared to be very drunk. When he was asked how much he'd had to drink, he said, I don't remember, but I know my truck is parked at the bar. And then he also denied driving the bulldozer that they just pulled him out of.
Can you get a DUI driving a bulldozer?
You absolutely can. Turns out that he was driving a bulldozer worth $120,000, so the construction company did not find it.
Was it a Bentley bulldozer? Sounds rather expensive.
It's not Christmas yet, but the Grinch has come to town. That's how the Polk County Sheriff's Office announced that they arrested a 32-year-old by the name of Amanda Brown. The Florida woman is accused of setting up a fake GoFundMe to raise money for three murder victims.
This is horrible.
And then spent the $11,915 on gator sweaters.
Gator sweaters.
Yeah, she also used it for other personal items like paying off a water bill and shopping at Walmart.
What is a gator? Can we talk about what a gator sweater is? Is it like, are we talking like Izod?
You're kidding.
Are you?
Right.
I don't know.
Lacoste. It used to be Izod, though. Didn't it back in the day? Or no?
No, I think it was always Lacoste.
I think Lacoste.
Which I always wanted one of those, but then when I got enough money as an adult to buy one, I found out they're all slim fit, so I didn't. I didn't buy it.
Couldn't fit in his little gator sweater.
The sweaters didn't change. The Mahoney changed.
Yeah, that's true.
And that was the end of Mahoney and gator sweaters. But if you recall that horrific story about those three guys that got killed on that fishing trip, there was a whole thing of like the truck and that someone followed them like out of this kind of remote area where they were fishing and murdered them and everything else.
Horrible.
She set up a GoFundMe.
For that?
Raised almost $12,000, took it all and went shopping at Walmart and bought gator sweaters.
That's the type of person to do that, right?
Of course.
Somebody who is that evil and the first thing they think is, what? Walmart and gators.
Love it. So they have arrested Jesus in Russia. Russian officials arrested a former traffic police officer who claims to be Jesus reincarnated.
This guy looks like Jesus.
He does.
Jesus was a white guy and he wasn't.
Yeah. Russian investigators say it would charge him with organizing an illegal religious organization, alleging that his group extorted money from followers and subjected them to emotional abuse. Not much different than your average essential oils Facebook scheme. happened. You know, he actually had a bit of a following, which is what's interesting.
No, like thousands of people. Yeah. Dave. You say a little bit, like thousands of people.
Big in the cult community.
Yeah. So this guy claimed Jesus was watching over people from an orbit close to Earth, and the Virgin Mary was running Russia, but then later he decided that he was just Jesus himself. And
Okay.
The Virgin Mary Putin?
That's confusing.
That's why you got arrested. Mary.
I mean, this guy had a glorious had a glorious head of hair, though. Was the Virgin Mary known to be riding horseback topless like Vladimir Putin? Is that what they were heading to?
She is well known for that, yes. Okay, yeah, when they went to Jesus' tomb, she was topless on a horse. Okay. Yes. And finally, a legislator in Argentina, the lower house of Congress, has been forced to resign after he was seen kissing his girlfriend's bare boobies during an online congressional debate.
I mean, I feel like that's probably more productive than any political debate, right?
Yeah,
she deserved that.
Are they trying to get an OnlyFans going or something?
This is the newfound way to get screwed over by Congress.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I got roped in a coaching two of my kids' soccer teams. And one of the kids on the team, he was taunting the other kids, being a real jerk. And I said something to his mother, and she said, "Well, you know, he's just at that age." And I said, "Oh, really? He's 8 whole years old?" Needless to say, my Saturdays are now free.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, I mean, so we just started the soccer thing. This was week two this past weekend. And Sienna, my little four-year-old, she got a medal for the team medal, which is so cute. But I mean, you know, at that age, it's hilarious because all of the kids are just awful. They just run around in circles.
It's just exercise for them at that point.
Yeah, but it's still really cute. But you could tell, like, with some of the older groups of kids, there's like a real discrepancy. Like, you're starting to see like some kids who are pretty dang good at like 8 years old at soccer, and then others who are still in that just run around
it's
in a circle
mode.
So yeah, it's
they're young.
You got to start them young.
Do you think you are going to become that crazy sports parent?
Nah. What? I mean, well, maybe.
No, you have to.
No, you don't.
No, I'm thinking about it because I've noticed how outkicked I am when it comes to, I mean, the whole thing lasts for an hour on Saturday mornings from like the time you arrive till it's done. You're walking back to your car. Right. 1 hour total. But a bunch of the parents like will show up with full on like tailgating gear.
Yeah, the chairs, the whole thing, the coolers
for
the kids.
And I'm like, damn, that's a good looking.
Dude, it's a party.
I learned on my RV trip, there's a big difference between a bad folding chair and a good one.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
You also
get one of those like good Coleman chairs that have like the things where you can zip a bunch of stuff up in there.
Uh-huh. Make friends with the dad who owns the minivan because stuff goes down in the minivan at the soccer games.
Really? What do you mean?
They just smoke weed in
there. Okay.
That's what happened at my soccer games.
I don't particularly want to get caught hot boxing in a minivan at my 4-year-old daughter's soccer game, but thanks for the tip, bro.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to slide down a rainbow into a pot of gold? My best guess is that it would hurt quite a bit.
Message deleted.
That's the guy who's hotboxing at your daughter's soccer game.
Please leave. Yeah, if you go down a slide, like not like a water slide, but a slide as an adult, your ass just like it grips the sides, you know, and it burns. Slides are meant for skinny, small people. They are not meant for large people. Large people should not be going down slides.
Mahoney got stuck in one of those tubes at a McDonald's Playland, and they had to bring in the jaws of life to get him out.
No, man, it just has a sound. It's like your ass makes as your thighs touch as you're like going down the slide,
it's like
and it just rips and it just rips. Yeah, it rips the skin off.
That's what started all the wildfires.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you haven't tried the Olive Garden salad dressing that you could buy at certain grocery stores, you're missing out on something truly amazing. Makes you want to eat salad.
Message deleted.
Isn't it just Italian?
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, but it's like a weird, creamy, like thick Italian.
It's creamy.
It's awesome. It almost has like a creamy consistency to it. My girlfriend got it the day it came out, and I'm obsessed. I put it on everything.
Is this a recent thing that it just came out?
I believe so.
Wait, where do you get it?
A single serving has 22%, 520 milligrams of sodium.
maybe not the best for
22% of in a single serving, and nobody's putting a single serving of dressing
drowning
every leaf.
Top stories. Here's what's making news.
Look, I get it's that time of year with the pumpkin spice everything, right? Are you a fan? Do you subscribe to the pumpkin spice? Are you into it?
Casually,
all right. Yeah. So some people are just really into it. This has gone too far. Pumpkin spice mac and cheese. Kraft announced it's bringing its limited edition Kraft pumpkin spice mac and cheese to the U.S. The product launched in Canada, and in just 48 hours, Kraft says over 30,000 Canadians signed up for an online wait list to get their hands on a box.
Oh, my gosh.
So now it's coming to the United States.
That's just exhausting, right? Don't you feel like that?
Yeah.
The pumpkin spice craze isn't exhausting because it tastes bad. It's exhausting because everybody is so hyped about it, so we don't need mac and cheese pumpkin spice.
Sure they do. They wouldn't put it out if it wasn't going to sell. They are a company that are trying to make money, and there people are going to buy it. So if there is a demand for it, then why not sell it?
Razor in the chat said, I'm tired of pumpkin spice. What's next? Pumpkin spice sushi?
Sure.
Copper said hard pass. Edge pass. Yeah.
You can make a dessert sushi, probably. I mean, it wouldn't be like rice and whatever else on there, but I mean, you could probably do that. Not too awful.
I like the pumpkin beers, not the ones where they just use the pumpkin seasonings, you know, but when they actually make a real ale with pumpkin, like, you know, the guts in there, those taste phenomenal. That tastes like fall to me.
Ooh, but speaking of the guts, though, and I don't know how you feel about this, Dave,
like
with your kids.
Like
ooh,
touching.
No, there is nothing.
They nasty.
The most overrated thing over pumpkin spice lattes is carving pumpkins.
So we were just talking about soccer, and this actually is interesting. A Turkish wife of a soccer player has hired a hitman to have him killed. She's accused of plotting to have her husband murdered by a $1.2 million hitman after her husband filed for divorce. She first took it to her lover and asked him if he would do the killing. Said pass. Paid assassin. Said once she brought me a piece of meat, she wanted me to shoot the meat. I did attempt to shoot, but I squinted. You can't do it, she yelled angrily. What a weird sentence. She provided a weapon for the assassin and even tried to assist in finding a way to dispose of the body before the murder could take place. The contract killer blew the plan by having a change of heart and revealing everything to the husband himself. The wife and her lover are now in custody awaiting trial.
I cannot even manipulate my husband to do the dishes, let alone manipulate him to murder someone. What kind of psychopath is that?
The fact that she...
The ultra beta.
Yeah. You know, for real, though.
Like,
yeah.
Legit. I'm shocked that, like, she paid $1.5
million? $1.2
million. That is an insane... Like, normally, like, we see these stories about, like, the $800 on Craigslist.
$560 every time.
But I feel like if you were paying $1.2 million...
You should be able to hire a real hitman for
you
that,
would
right?
Think so.
John Wick prices, right? Seriously.
You'd think.
Actually, but... just you could get actual Keanu Reeves.
Well, not Keanu Reeves. The other guy from Bill and Ted's.
Alex Winter?
Yeah, he'll do it.
Aww. Mahoney didn't like that. He liked that movie.
He's like bootleg Sean Penn, man.
He's available.
Bill and Ted 3 was pretty good, man.
So, in some sad news.
Oh, Mahoney.
I mean, they should have seen this coming. Two giraffes got killed by lightning in South Africa.
Oh, no. Why would you tell us the story?
I'm sorry.
This is horrible.
We should have saw this coming,
stuff.
Guys.
An adult male giraffe, 18 feet tall. The female, about 14 feet tall. Unfortunately for them, they were the tallest thing in the area at that time.
No.
There was a storm that came through and both giraffes.
Oh, no.
Both giraffes, quote, had a very strong ammonia-like smell after getting blasted to death by the lightning.
Why would they include that detail?
Yeah, what's
why?
Your,
I don't want to know that smell after.
Smell.
No.
At least they're together.
Gosh.
Yeah.
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 Do you think the power arced? You ever seen
I don't
that?
Get it.
What? No.
you like when it jumps from. Never mind.
Oh, so it jumps from one giraffe to the other?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like Noah's Ark, but also two of them?
Well, ARC, not ARK.
And finally, there is squirrel beer and poop wine at a museum in Sweden. They'll also have gin brewed with ants and whale testicle beer flavor. Dung of Icelandic sheep. The museum is already known for its rather peculiar culinary displays, such as maggoty cheese.
Okay, what? No.
This just sounds like a place that belongs on a dirty dining segment.
Yes.
Some local reporter's going to bust through the door and try to interview an angry owner. Get the hell out
I
of
see
here.
You got a grade C.
Yeah.
Shut up with those segments.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home, sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada.